Hare Krishna. For me, the ride here was filled with thoughts and emotions. It is not something to be taken for granted that one is in Vrindavan or one is at Govardhan Hill. Some years ago, I was refused entry into India. I couldn't get a visa because I was going to preach in Pakistan, and they thought an American going to Pakistan must be a spy. So for 7 years, I couldn't come to India. But then the problem was solved, and I came. And then I had health problems. And then for another 7 years, I couldn't come. And then when I did come to Vrindavan, the first time I could stay only about 7 days, mainly I was involved with the hospice, and I came to Govardhan, but only to the other side, where the Bhaktivedanta Ashram is. And the last time I came to Vrindavan, I could stay only about 5 days, and I was so busy with the hospice opening that I could not go beyond the route from the hospice to the Krishna Balaram temple. That was the extent. So it is it requires special mercy to, well, in one sense, for some of us, even to come to India, and then to come to Vrindavan, and to come to Govardhan, and coming now to the Jatipur side of Govardhan. I haven't been to the Jatipur side of Govardhan for 12 years since I did Govardhan Parikrama on my last visit. It's very special. It's very beautiful. And being with such exalted devotees who are also dear friends, it's not easy to get their association either. So I'm really counting myself as the recipient of some mercy to be here and to be here in this association. It, in terms of tattva, in terms of philosophical conclusions, we know that Govardhan Hill is Krishna himself. During the Govardhan Leela, the Govardhan Puja, although Krishna was leading the Vrajavasis in the worship of Govardhan Hill, there was another Krishna who assumed a huge form and declared that he and Govardhan are not different. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse spoken by the gopis in which they refer to Govardhan as Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari. They are not seeing him as Hari or Krishna directly, but rather as the best servant of Lord Hari. We could discuss the verse at length and in detail. But in the limited time we have now, I want to focus more on the gopis' mood in uttering their appreciation for Govardhan Hill. So I will read the verse. If any of you know it, join with me. Well, we'll begin with the invocation. You all know that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Antayam adhira bala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayostayor yat paniyasuya vasakandara kandamulai. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. So we just heard how some of Krishna's friends were confident that Govardhan would not melt in ecstasy upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, because Govardhan is so much in the mood of service that he would control his ecstatic symptoms for the sake of serving the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, in paraphrasing and commenting on this verse in Krishna book, says that Govardhan knew the secret of how to please Krishna by pleasing Krishna's devotees. Not only did Govardhan serve Krishna, but he served Goganayos, the cows, the calves, and the cowherd friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, all the devotees. And how he served them is described here, but we will not discuss those details now. Now, what is the context in which this verse is spoken? The gopis, this comes in chapter 21 of the 10th canto, and the gopis had not actually met Krishna, but they had a great desire to meet him. And they were thinking, how can our desire be fulfilled. And they recalled hearing from Gargi, who is the daughter of Garga Rishi, great sage, that one's desires can be fulfilled by the mercy of great souls. And of all the great souls, Govardhan Hill is the best. So if we want our desire to serve Krishna to be fulfilled, we should approach Govardhan Hill for his mercy. Now, the gopis were all under the protection of either their parents or husbands and in-laws, and as is proper in such a situation, their guardians were always vigilant to make sure that they did not leave the house alone or leave the house for any mysterious purpose. So the gopis thought, we will tell our elders, our guardians, that we will go to Govardhan Hill to see the deity of Haridev. Haridev is like the principal deity at Govardhan Hill. It's actually a four-armed form of Krishna just near Manasi Ganga. And traditionally, when devotees begin their parikrama of Govardhan Hill, they take darshan of and beg blessings from Haridev. He said, we will tell our guardians that we are going to Govardhan Hill to take a bath in Manasi Ganga and to have darshan and offer worship to Haridev. But actually they were thinking that the mercy we can get from Haridas is greater than the mercy we can get from Haridev. And with this in mind, they spoke this verse. Now, we are in a most fortunate situation because we are at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan, the best of all great souls, who can fulfill all of our desires. And in fact, Govardhan is known for fulfilling desires. He is called Sarva Bhista Pradatta. He fulfills all desires. So this is a wonderful opportunity. We couldn't imagine a better situation for our desires to be fulfilled. So we should go very deep in our heart to that place where our deepest spiritual desires reside, and keep those desires in the forefront of our consciousness. Desires are very tricky. Well, the mind is very tricky. But anyway, that's another topic. But this is the most wonderful opportunity. Now, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has composed very beautiful prayers for residents at Govardhan. Nija Nikatani Vasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. And one commentator, it might have been Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has raised the question, why does Raghunath Das pray for residents at Govardhan? There are so many sacred places throughout Vraj. Why Govardhan? And he gives the answer that it is the nature of great souls to seek the association of other great souls. And because Govardhan Hill is the greatest of all great souls, so many other great souls will come to Govardhan Hill for his darshan and for his mercy. And therefore, by residing at Govardhan, Raghunath Das Goswami thought, I will simultaneously get the darshan of all the other great souls. And that idea is being proven true at this very moment. There are a couple of hundred great souls right here who have come to the side or to the feet of the greatest of all great souls. And so by staying close to Giriraj Govardhan, we get not only his darshan and mercy, but the darshan and mercy of so many other great souls who have come for the darshan of mercy of the greatest of all great souls. Hare Krishna.